This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. After Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast, thousands of evacuees made their way north to stay in Red Cross shelters in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Irving. About 120 families have decided to stay. One Crisis Away After the Flood explores the journeys of evacuees who are pressing reset and starting over in a new town. You can find all those stories at onecrisisaway.org. We begin with a single mom who landed in Fort Worth. In less than 2 weeks, the curtain goes up on a Christmas program at Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist in Fort Worth. The kids in the cast are using their spare time to practice. 11-year-old Dakira McElroy and her friend are perfecting the Whitney Houston version of Joy to the World. Her younger brother, 10-year-old DeCorian, who goes by Corey, belts out a Michael Jackson ballad.
It's that time of year.
This diligent rehearsal, of course, happens in between cartwheels, basketball, and some good old-fashioned arguing. These siblings go to church, play sports, have friends, and they've only been in Fort Worth for 3 months. Mom Brandy Foster explains why.
I was in Port Arthur, Texas. I was hit by Hurricane Harvey, and it destroyed most of the town. They came in and they rescued us and evacuated us here to Fort Worth.
This tight-knit family listened to the rain pound their apartment for 3 days. It just wouldn't stop. Foster couldn't sleep, and the flooded parking lot meant driving away was out of the question, too.
Once the water started coming into the actual apartments and then the canals start overflowing, then we started hearing helicopters coming in on the fourth day. We were just scared out of our mind because we didn't know what to do, who to call.
Luckily, help found them. Volunteers with boats started arriving. Rescue helicopters landed in the parking lot. Foster says a foot of water was inside her apartment at this point. It was time to go.
I turned off all the lights and we locked the door and we left.
Foster and her family grabbed what they could and climbed into the back of a big truck, which took them to a church where they spent the night. Then a van drove them to the airport, a military plane flew them to Dallas, and a bus shuttled them to a shelter in southeast Fort Worth. It was a wild journey. 11-year-old Dakira could have lived without the flight.
It was bumpy, it was too much noise, and it had a bad smell.
Those first few days in Fort Worth were chaotic. Foster says while she felt lucky to be safe and dry, her head was full of questions.
It's scary because you wonder, like, where do I go? What do I do? How do I pick up the pieces?
Living in a shelter wasn't easy. Foster was used to working, taking her kids to school, watching football games. Hurricane Harvey destroyed all that. In the midst of the pain, though, she noticed something. The people manning the shelter and the volunteers dropping in and out really seemed to care.
They would come by your cot and or your bed and they would, you know, actually ask you, are you okay? Do you need anything?
When folks from Catholic Charities Fort Worth showed up and offered to help Foster find a job and a place to live, she decided to stay. After 3 weeks in the shelter and a few more in a hotel, Foster and the kids moved into an apartment. Catholic Charities made sure the deposit was paid, the lights were on, and there was furniture inside.
They took their personal cars and a U-Haul, and they moved us in with everything that we had.
Foster now works as a housekeeper at the Baylor Institute for Rehab, also in Fort Worth. She's earning $4 an hour more than she was working as a janitor back in Port Arthur. She likes her kids' school. There's a good aftercare program and tutoring available. She feels like Fort Worth is her future.
If I wanted my kids to grow up, get scholarships, go to college, I wanted them to do it this way. I don't want them to struggle, go to work every day, live paycheck to paycheck. And I felt like this was the opportunity for me to show them something different.
Foster says her father, who struggles with drug addiction, originally came with them to Fort Worth, but decided to return to Port Arthur. She says Catholic Charities offered him the same support she received.
They were going to help him with everything, you know, just as well as me, but he didn't want it. And I just hate that he turned it down, but you live and you learn, so I had to move forward.
And she really feels like she has. She's hopeful, and her kids are happy. Ask 10-year-old Corey what sold him on Fort Worth.
It's bigger. They got trampoline parks, more trampoline parks. Because in Port Arthur, they didn't have trampoline parks. We had to go to Beaumont.
Brandy Foster says leaving Southeast Texas behind wasn't easy. Now, she feels like a little voice inside her is cheering her on.
Okay, this is your opportunity to actually, instead of being a single mom, you could be a successful mom.
She just never planned on that path to success being paved by a hurricane. Courtney Collins, KERA News.